Kishon Rabosei, today's daf is Yumad Daf Chav Vav, a good Nerev Shabbos, and we are here at the Mishnah on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says like this, Hapais HaShlishi, for the third lottery, right, we pointed out that there are four times when they do lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash to figure out which Kohanim are doing what. So for the third lottery, Chadashim Liktores, Bauve Ve'afisu, they would announce, let the new people, let anybody who's never done the Liktores before, come and take lots and figure out who's going to get to do it. The Gemara is going to explain that nobody ever did the Keturas twice, and we'll see why in a second. Varevi, the fourth lottery, they went back to Chadashim and Yishanim, both old and new, meaning people who had done the Avoda and not. What Avoda are we talking about for the fourth lottery? That was Mimale Ivarim Minakevesh LaMizbeach. Who would take the limbs from the ramp up to the Mizbeach? Now, I'm not sure how I explained it last time, but if I misspoke, I do want to be clear. When they said they had a lottery before, right? You remember yesterday, we had all these different parts of the animal, what the order is. So that was talking about taking it from where it was shechted to the ramp. And this Mishnah says that there was another Kohen, or new Kohanim, as Machlokas Rishonim, whether it was one Kohen or multiple. But either way, there was another lottery, and other Kohanim would go up and then subsequently bring those pieces from the ramp onto the Mizbech. Again, the ramp was very, very long. So it wasn't like, you know, like we envisioned a small little ramp. It was very, very long. So there would be another set of Kohanim. Now we're going to see another, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who disagrees with that, but that's what our Mishnah says, that the fourth lottery was for this, right? Again, the Korban Tameh would be shechted, they dismember it, the Kohanim would take it to the ramp, and then, according to this Mishnah, either one Kohen or multiple Kohanim would then take it from the ramp up to the Mizbech, and it could be that maybe there was yet another set of Kohanim that threw it on the fire, but Pashtus is that these Kohanim or Kohen would then throw it on the fire on the Mizbech. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanu Elendam Reisa, La'olam, Me'olam Lo Shana Adam Ba, a person never did the Keturah twice. My time, what's the reason? Amar Bichnina Mipnei Shemaser Maasheres. Because the Keturah made somebody rich, made somebody wealthy. So we wanted to spread the wealth, right, and give that schus around. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, my time. Where did you get that from? Meaning, how do you know that the Keturah makes people wealthy? Elam, if you tell me, Mishum Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Yasim Kutura Vapecha, Uksiv Vasrei, Beirach Hashem Chelo, and if you tell me that you have Psukim back to back in Zos Abracha, right, Yasim Kutura Vapecha, you should put the Ketores, and then Barich Hashem Chelo, Hashem should be Mevarech, Hashem should bless all of his actions, all of his endeavors. So if that's true, so Ihachi Ola Nami, if that was the source, so too the Ola should also make someone wealthy, because what's the Pasuk, right? Yasim Kutura Vapecha, and something that's completely consumed on the Mizbeach. What's that? That's a Korban Ola. Right? It says right after that, right? And then it says, right? Berach Hashem Chelo. So he said to him, Hashchicha ha lo shchicha. So what's the difference between the Ketores and the Korban Ola? The Ketores, right, didn't happen all that often. The Korban Ola happened all the time. All the time. So Rashi says, if you look at ha lo shchicha, mistava dechi ksiv osher ad lo shchicha. Right, it makes more sense to say that if there's a blessing of wealth, it would go on the thing that was not as common. Because if you tell me you're going to give a bracha of wealth for everybody who does the Korban Ola, so everybody at some point, right, there's so many Korban Olas, right, that would be, everybody's going to be wealthy. And then, you know, that's, obviously that doesn't make sense, right? But it's nice, but Lechora, Lemaisa, we're going to give a special bracha, right? You'd imagine it's for something that doesn't happen all that often. Okay. Amar Rova. Rova says the following. Now, once we're darshaning psukim in Zos Habracha, let's talk about another pasuk for a second. If you find a rav, a talmid chacham who's paskening, mistama he comes either from Shevet Levi or from Shevet Yisachar. How do you know? Levi dichtiv yaru mishpatecha leYaakov. Right, again, that pasuk in Zos Habracha, and that's by Levi. Yisachar dichtiv, not by Zos Habracha, but a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Yisachar yodei bina leitim ladas ma yasa Yisrael. Right, Yisachar knows what the Jews should do. Right, so they must be paskening from that. I veima Yehuda nami. What about by Yehuda? What dichtiv pasuk says Yehuda mechokke. Meaning that Yehuda, what's it called? Is the Mechokim is laws. So Yehuda is Mechokke, he creates laws, right? He makes the laws, he tells us what to do. So Gemara says, Asuke Shmaitza, Aliba de Hilchasa Kamaisi. That's only talking about, what we're saying, that the people who are paskening, that's Levi And Yisachar. In Echanami, Yehuda is able to come up with halachos, right, and figures out, you know which halachos to kind of give. But the final psak, Ali ben Ilchasa, right, that was the bracha of Levi and Yisachar. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says back to our topic at hand. Ein mefaisin al tamid shel bein arba'in. Right, there was no lottery for the second tamid. Right, we said this. The lottery we said before for all the right with all the parts of the animal that was for the korban tamid in the morning. But there was no lottery for the tamid in the afternoon. Right, there were two korban tamids, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Ella rather, koin shezocha baba shachar zocha baba arvis. Right, rather it was simply the ones who got to do it in the morning got to do it in the evening. Maizve, I'll ask you a question. 1 second. Kishem b'faisin shachos kach b'faisin bein arba'im. Just like they had a lottery in the morning, they had a lottery in the afternoon. That seems to be implying, right? What do you do twice a day? Right? Tamid. That's a korban tamid. As Gemara says, it's something else you do twice a day. Kitanya hibe ketores. The ketores was done morning and afternoon. So that pasuk is talking about the ketores. That brisa is talking about the ketores. I've atanya. Then we learn the brisa more accurately. Kishem b'faisin lo shachos kach b'faisin lo arvis. Right? Just like we did for it. In the morning, so too we do a lottery for it in the afternoon. And here we're saying lo is korban tamid, that's male. Ketores is female, so it should say lo. Right? If it's saying lo, then it must be talking about the korban tamid. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, ema lo. Right? Change the text in the braisa to say lo. That you're talking about the ketores. So by the ketores, there was two lotteries, which makes sense because we said no one ever did it twice. But the korban tamid, right? According to like Rabbi Yochanan says, there was only whoever won in the morning got to do it in the afternoon. I have tanya another braisa. Kashem shemefaisin lo shachris kach mefaisin lo arvis. Kashem shemefaisin lo shachris kach mefaisin lo arvis. And this braisa already is much more clear, right? We have just like you have a lottery for it in the morning, you have a lottery for it in the afternoon. Here you have the lo and the lo, the male and the female. Right? So that implies both the korban tamid and the ketores had their own lottery morning and afternoon. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Bar Rav Yitzchak, Hacha b'Shabbos Azkinan. That's talking about Shabbos, right? That brisa. Right? Why? Ho Mishamros Mischadshos. And since you have right, the Mishmars, the Kohanim, the turn of the Kohanim, the Beis Hamikdash would switch every two Shabbosos, so or every Shabbos. So when Shabbos, I'm not sure actually. Not in my head, it's every 2 weeks, but it must be every week. Yeah, Mishnah, it's every week. I don't know why I said that. Okay, must be every week. So every week, right, Mishnah, because they're going to share the Lechem upon him. Okay, either way, sorry. Talking to myself a little bit. So every week, the Mishmar would switch. The Kohanim would switch. So basically, since you had different Kohanim in the morning and the afternoon, so then you need to do two lotteries. And again, according to our Havamina, though, right, that there was it was morning and afternoon, and the Kohanim did the same avoda. Right, if you're telling me that you're going to do a lottery for the morning and the afternoon, so meaning then you have a lot of lotteries. Right, that we said that there are four lotteries. Right, again, when we asked the Kash on Rabbi Yochanan, right, Rabbi Yochanan said you do the same lottery for the Korban Tamid in the morning and the afternoon. But then we asked all these Kashas, how could that be true? So according to our Havamina, right, when we asked those Kashas, we assumed, right, maybe it's not like that, and maybe there's a lottery for the morning Tamid and the morning for the afternoon Tamid. But the problem is, if that's true, that then there are too many lotteries, because we said there's only four, and then you're doing, then you're assuming that there's five, right? That was all the Kashas were based on. So Gemara says, no. The Havamina was that Maisi Kulu Mitzavra also, right? No, the lottery for the Korban Tamid was all done in the morning. Right, the Zachi Shachas was Zachi Bei Arvis Zachi. Right, and whoever, many, they did it all at one gathering, right? When we say there are four lotteries, that was four gatherings, right? We pointed that out because there are a lot of avodas, right? A lot of different things that you had to do. So they did four times that they gathered to do a lottery, but it could be, I mean, the Havamina was that they could have done both lotteries at a single time in the morning, but they would have one separate for the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Harvi, Chadashim Im Yishanim, right? The fourth lottery was everybody together, meaning that was not unlike the Ketores, where they needed only people who had never done it before. This could be anybody, and that was for the Kohanim or the Kohen, depending on who you hold like, who would take the limbs from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara points out that Masnisim Delok Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This is against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ditan, like within the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Hamale Evarim Lekevesh, Hu Hamale Osam LaMizbeach. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the guy who was Zocha to take the limbs from where the Korban was Shachted to the ramp didn't stop. He just went straight up the ramp, right, and put it on the Mizbeach. It wasn't split into two. It was one of Oda, and so therefore the Kohen just did it himself. But my commitment, what's the machlokas? Mar Sover Berova Madras Melech. One of them holds that it's much nicer to have a lot of people doing the avoda. Therefore, we want to include as many people as we can, and that's a kavod to the king. But Mar Sover Makom Shchina Lav Orechara. Right, in the place of the Shchina, it's not appropriate. To what? So Rashi fills you in. Limitchazi command the tarech le milsa. To look like it's a pain, it's a bother. Because what happens? You take the limbs, you put it down on the ramp, and you leave it there. And you go back, and you do something else, and then you come back, and it's almost like, oh, I have to deal with this now, I'll come back and I'll do it later. It's not nice. And the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shechina is, right, you should do the entire avoda. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right? You should just do it all at once. Amarava, and lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, isle the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda? What sheet of Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? So if you look at Rashi, the Amar lo hayapayas la machta, who says that there was no lottery for the machta. For the, if you remember, we said there's no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no lottery for the shovel part of the Ketores. The Ketores was two parts, right? The Ketores was taking the shovel to dig out the coals, and then putting the ktores, right, burning the ktores on the coals. That was a two-part job. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no lottery for the machta, for the shovel. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees and says there must have been. Because Venosin, I'm still in Rashi, Venosin Rabbi Elazar, pious la machta, takas pious min akevesh ulemizbeach. Right, if you tell me that there were four lotteries, yeah, and the fourth one, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, never happened because it was the same coin taking the limbs from the Korban Tamid all the way up the ramp, right, so what does he do? What do you get four lotteries for? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and he adds it by the Ketores, that according to Rabbi Yehuda and Mustan Tanakama, there was only one lottery for the Ketores. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, there was two, and that's how he gets the four lotteries. Okay. One second. Right. So Amarava, Rava says, that's what he said. Right. Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov isle Rabbi Yehuda. Velo Rabbi Yehuda isle Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Right. And again, and the flip side, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda, if he says there's only one lottery for the Ketores, so then he needs to make up a lottery somewhere. He must hold that the lottery was done for the breaking of the limbs from the ramp up to the Mizbeach against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that it was all done in one shot. Right. Then came Batsu Lepaisos again, because if they did agree with each other, then we'd be missing lotteries. Right. Vimishkachas. Tana, the Tani Chamesh, and if you find the Tana, we're going to find at the end of today's learning, today's daf. If you do find an opinion that says there was five lotteries, so then Ahudalok Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ahudalok Rabbi Yehuda. So then he's counting both, right? Then he's counting the two. There are two lotteries for the Ketores. That's against Rabbi Yehuda, and he's also counting that there are two lotteries for bringing the limbs from the Korban Tamid right to the Reb, and then once again right up to the Mizbeach. That's against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So he would hold that Tana theoretically would hold against both of them. Okay, new Mishnah. We'll get down to the Mishnah at the bottom, and then we'll call it a day for Erev Shabbos. Tamid Korav B'Tisha B'Asara B'Chadasar B'Shnei Masar. Now, this is not talking about hours. This is Kohen Tamid was brought in the morning. It's talking about Kohanim. How many Kohanim brought the limbs of the Korban Tamid to the Mizbeach? Now, this is important. It's important to point out because we're going to have another braisa at the bottom that says, let's just find it here. Where does it start from? It starts from, I think, 13, right? Yeah, sometimes it was 13, 14, 15. 16, and 16. So what do you mean 9? And what do you mean, why does this Mishnah start 9, 10, 11, 12? And we're going to see a braisa later that says 13, 14, 15, 16. Why are we missing four avodas here in between, right? What's the difference between, right, 13 minus 9? Right. Sometimes I can do the math. So so just to be clear, this Mishnah is not including the Zorei Kadam, the one who's sprinkling the blood, and he's not talking about the Kohen who cleared off the ashes, meaning the deshen from the Mizbeach Hazav inside, or the menorah, or the shechita. I mean, those are the four that we're missing. The shechita, the zrika, the Mizbeach Hazav, and the menorah, those are not shaykh over here. And later, mistama, that's going to be the ones that they're adding. Mistama. So either way. Fine. So let's see now. Fine. So sometimes you did nine. You had again in our Mishnah. Sometimes you had 9 kohanim. Sometimes 10 kohanim. Sometimes 11. Sometimes 12. How does that work? Velo pagos velo yoser. Not any less. Not any more. Ketad. How does that work? Atzmo, meaning the korban tamid itself, on a standard normal on a random Tuesday. So that's bites. That would be with 9 kohanim, and that's what we saw. That was the list of the list of limbs, and also. Right, meaning the how does that work? Right, Rashi says over here, five for the limbs. Yeah, if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maschal Atmo, right, every night you need eight, every day you need nine, five for the limbs, one for the insides, one for the soles, for the fine flour, Vechad al Chavitim, one for the wafer offering, and Vechad Layayin, and one for the Nisach Hayayin. So that was the nine Kohanim that would bring the limbs of the that's the entire Korban Tumim service. Okay, so B'chag. So on Sukkot, when you also had the Nisach HaMayim, as opposed to the Nisach HaYayin, right, they bring water as well, right? Simchas Pesach Shoeva, right? Okay, right, that's Sukkot. So Biyad Echad Slokas Shamayim, one of them, another Kohen, that's how you get the 10, would carry a jug of water. Harekan Asara, that's 10. Ben Harbayim, in the evening, so Bechad Asar, who? That would be with 11. That's because you have the what's it called? Because you have the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, two pieces of wood that they would bring that they would put on the Mizbeach. So Atzmo B'Tisha. Let's see here. Sorry, meaning no, I apologize. Yeah, okay, no, fine. Who Atzmo? Meaning yeah, that's what the Gemara Mishnah explains. Who Atzmo B'Tisha? The korban itself with nine or Shnayim Biyodam Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, right, and two Kohanim would have the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Okay, B'Shabbos B'Chadasar, on Shabbos there would be 11, because Hu B'Atzmo B'Tisha, the korban itself would be with nine, Ushnayim B'Dei Shnei Vizichei Levona Shalechem upon him. And there would be two additional, right, you have the normal nine, and then two more for the B'Zichei Levona. The Levona was the spoons of frankincense that they had on the Shulchan, that when they rotated out the Lechem upon him, they would then burn the incense in the spoons, okay? And then if you had Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot, so then you would add one more to that 11, B'yad Echad Tzilchus Shamayim, right, then you would have, right, the water libations, that would get you to 12. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, V'yitema Rabbi Barachama, V'yitema Rabbi Yochanan. Ein menaskin mayim b'chag, ela b'tamid shel shachar. The only korban tamid on Sukkot that had the nisuch hamayim, right, was only in the morning. Mimai, how do you know? Midikatani u'b'shabbos shebesuch chag biyad echad slova shamayim. Because what did we say in our Mishnah? Right, on Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot, so you would add one guy with the nisuch hamayim. Right, v'yizal g'daydak b'tamid shel ben arbayim. And if you tell me that you're talking about the korban tamid in the afternoon, so menaskin b'chol, are you really going to menaskim, if you tell me that you do the nisuch hamayim in the afternoon, so b'chol namim mishkachasla, so you would also find on a regular Sukkot afternoon, right, meaning a regular chol hamayim, you'd also find 12 kohanim. Meaning it must be, again, from the fact that you tell me that there are 12 kohanim only on Shabbos, meaning on the weekday it must be less, right? But if you tell me that you're doing the nisuch hamayim in the afternoon, so that wouldn't be, that's not true, that's not less than 12, because you get 9 for the korban, 2 for the gizrei eitzim, and 1 for the mayim. So apparently, right, it must be that the mayim was brought in the morning, and therefore that's why there was 11 during the weekday, right, the Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and only 12 on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned in the Braisa that that's true as well. Lamanaseich Omer Lo Hagba Yedcha, right, to the guy who's pouring wine, the water, they would say, pick up your hand, meaning pour it over the Mizbeach itself, or really, well, not the Mizbeach proper, but it was poured into like a bowl on the Mizbeach, into a pipe and fold down or whatever, but not, meaning not over your own feet, which is what the Tzdukim did, Shepamachas, because once, sure enough, Nasach al Gabi Raglov, that Kohen did pour on his own feet. Again, so, meaning, i.e., that he didn't want to do it, meaning that the Nisach HaMayim is halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the Tzduki, who only holds of the Torah Shebichtav, so, right, he wasn't down with it. So he just poured it. He poured it on his own feet. So they tell him, pick it up and actually do the pouring, right, to show that you're not a Tzduki, right? And what happened when the Tzduki did that? And this is the key point from that we're trying to bring. Ur gamu kol ha'am be'etrogeihem, and everybody threw their esrogs at him. Well, if you're doing the Nisuch HaMayim and people have esrogim, right? When do they have esrogim? Right, in the morning, when they're davening shacharis, right? No one is, when they sing Hallel, etc. No one is carrying around the lulav and esrog all day. It's not like tefillin. So shmamina. So apparently, you see that that's when they did the Nisuch HaMayim, was in the morning. Tanya Olim Derabai said Rashbi Omer Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Shchuso Yogev Aleinu. How do you know, again, we assumed this before, right, but how do you know that in the Tamid, in the afternoon, they also bought the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim the two pieces of wood that went on the Mizbeach, Shenemar, V'archu Eitzim Aleish, that they should set up, they should prepare wood and put it on the Mizbeach. Emeinu Einu L'Tamid Shel Shachar, you don't need that to teach me that you do that in the morning, because the Pasuk already says, U'vier Aleh HaKohen Eitzim B'Boker B'Boker, V'arach Aleh HaKohen, right, etc. I mean, you already told me that you need to put wood on the Mizbeach in the morning. So therefore, Tinehu Inyan L'Tamid Shel Be'in Arbayim. So therefore, that pasuk must be talking about the korban tamid in the afternoon. Maybe both psukim are talking about the morning tamid. And maybe the Torah is saying, put wood and then put more wood. Right? How do you know? Right? It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have to put the wood on. So the Gemara says, "Imkain neimar kra ubier ubier." So if that was true, then we have to do it twice. Pasuk would use the same word twice, but instead it says ve'archu and then it says ubier. So if it says ubier and ve'archu, it must be talking about two different avodas. So the Gemara says, "Ikas v'rachmana ubier havamina chat in treilo." Meaning, well, if you're telling me that it would have said ubier twice, you would have thought that only once. Meaning that the Kohen should put. You might have thought. Meaning that's a rejection of that. Meaning, so if you would have said ubier, meaning you wanted to tell me that had it said ubier or ubier, we would have thought that you should do it twice. So the Gemara says no. Meaning both of them are talking about the Korban Tamid, but ubier or ubier teaches me. That you might have thought that you only need to do it once. So therefore, you would have said ubir ubir twice, navid chad and navid trei, and you do it once and do it twice, meaning that one kohen should do the first one and the second kohen, or that two kohanim should do the second one. So the Gemara says, meaning that if it would have said ubir ubir, we originally thought that. You know, that wouldn't make sense that would be referring to the Korban Tamid. Maybe it would be referring to the Korban Tamid, but why does it say Ubir twice? Is that the first Kohen should put the first set of wood down, and the second Kohen, or two more Kohanim, should put down the second group of wood, second bundle of wood. So Gemara says, in Cain, well, if that was what they really wanted to say, so then name a crow Ubir Ubiru, right? Meaning Ubiru. Therefore, the Torah should have said, Bier and the biro is plural. Inami v'aruch v'aruchu, or the word of aruch, right, to prepare, right, v'aruchu, and they should prepare. My ubier v'aruchu. What is ubier in the singular, and then v'aruchu in the plural, meaning and switching the words, doing both words, right, the separate words, implying that they're talking about different things, right? Shema mina, right? Kedika amrina. It must be that, like we said, that they're talking about two different avodas, right? One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Tani Rabbi Chiya, now our Bryce, Rabbi Chiya taught that the pais pamim shlosha asar, this is what I referred to before, pais, the lottery, was sometimes pamim shlosha asar, pamim arba asar, pamim chamisha asar, pamim shisha asar. Sometimes, right? Sometimes 13, 14, 15, and 16. Now, again, what are we referring to? Again, if you remember, right, when we said the 9, so that was not including the Shechita and the Mizbech Hazav and the Menorah, etc. So, meaning for all the Avodas in the morning, so you needed 13. So sometimes you needed 13. Sometimes you need 14. Again, as Rashi explains on Sukkot, you would need a Kohen for the Nisachamayim. 15 would be on Shabbos when you'd have the Kohanim carrying the Lavona and Shabbos Sukkot when you had the Lavona and the Nisachamayim. So that's like our Mishnah. Iva Tanya Shivasar. Sometimes, what about 17? Our Bryce says, the Gemara says, yeah, Ha'id Gedolok Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Right, that's like, not like Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Elik Rabbi Yehuda, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there was an extra, what's it called, that there was an extra lottery to go right up the ramp, right? They would split the bringing of the Korban Tamid first to the ramp, and then there'd be another lottery to take it from the ramp up onto the Mizbeach. Okay, Shkoyach Kol Rabosai, have a great, great Shabbos, and we'll go right to the Hilgas Shas on Motzei Shabbos.